We train ourselves to remain aware of everything else that is happening. So, this is why we can focus on the regulated breath. We can focus on the counting. But simultaneously, what else do we know?
What you're doing while you do it.
Which is what? We know that thoughts will continue to appear. Absolutely crucial. Very important point. We know that thoughts will continue to appear. And this is why we learn not to do anything about the thoughts. We are simply training ourselves now to remain present and continue to know everything that's happening. We remain present. We continue to know everything that's happening. So we know there are thoughts. We know there are sounds. We hear the birds. We hear people moving. We know there is activity. We feel the wind. All that. Nothing is excluded. So our mindfulness training has a base that looks like concentration, but it's wider. Are you quite clear about the distinction here? Concentration is focus with exclusion. Mindfulness is focus without exclusion. Now, what enables us to maintain the second aspect, that is, focus without exclusion? Two elements of our training make that possible. Number one is grounding. Number two is resting. That's why we move on to those now. So, we went through settling the mind yesterday. So you're all familiar now with settling the mind, yes? No problem. Spent most of the day doing it. As I said yesterday, you would only spend about 5 minutes doing the exercise to settle the mind. 5 minutes is enough. Then you move on to the next stage, which is grounding. The reason we do grounding is that we want to remain here in this place. What that means is we don't want our minds to wander away and be thinking about what's going on in London. Because as soon as you're thinking about London, you're not here anymore. You're in London. Have you noticed that? And it's even snowing in London. Most of the time. Don't know why anyone would want to be in London. So we need to stay here. How do we stay here? Grounding ourselves. It's like a balloon. It wants to blow away in the wind. So what do? You tie it to a rock. And the rock's heavier than the balloon, so it stays there. The wind blows the balloon and moves around, but the rock holds it in place. So we do grounding, and for the grounding we use the body. Your body does not follow you when you think of London. Your body stays here. Had you noticed that? Very strange. Grounding. You simply focus on the body. And as soon as you focus on the body, what do you notice?
Sensation.
Absolutely. Physical sensation. So, your focus becomes whatever physical sensation you are experiencing. So we can go through them. You experience a sense of pressure, for your body is resting on the chair or the cushion or the mat or the floor. You have sensation where one part of your body rests against another. You have sensation where your body is in contact with your clothing. You have sensation in relation to the atmosphere around you. You will know whether your body is warm or cold or neutral. That's all sensation. You'll know whether your body is relaxed or tense. That is inner sensation. You'll know whether your body has a feeling of being at ease, whether it feels balanced or slightly off balance. You'll know whether your body is feeling comfortable or not. Many, many sensations. So, for the grounding, we simply allow ourselves to experience whatever sensation is present within the body. And what is so useful about this is you don't have to think about it. You don't have to think, oh, what am I feeling? You just naturally relax, and as soon as you do so, you realize, oh, I'm feeling a bit warm. I have to take my jersey off. Then you realize, oh, my left knee's hurting, or something like that. Then you feel your balance. Yeah, I feel quite comfortable and balanced. So you just allow yourself, as it were, to scan the body. It's like you look at something. And as you look at it, you experience what is there. So the grounding is bringing the mind into touch with what the body is experiencing, and then allowing the mind to be held in place by the existence of the body with its sensations. Because remember, we're still working with energy following focus. Now what we're focusing on is physical sensation. And as soon as we focus on physical sensation, it brings us into this place where physical sensation is taking place. Because physical sensation is always related to the body, what the body is going through. So we spend a bit of time doing that to get a sense of the body. Then we focus on the connection between the body and the ground. We allow ourselves to acknowledge the fact that the body is held and supported by the ground. Now this is really quite interesting, because a lot of people feel insecure. They feel as though they don't have a proper place in the world. When you do this, you allow yourselves to acknowledge that there is something very powerful and unconditional, and that is the ground. The ground unconditionally holds and supports your body. And funnily enough, it always has. So much so that we take it for granted. Maybe this is one reason why earthquakes freak people out so much. Because that absolutely fundamental support is suddenly threatened. But luckily it's not happening to us. This is one of the most secure geological parts of the entire planet. So we're not going to have an earthquake here. So the ground supports us.